USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says there isn't anything wrong with asking foreign countries to investigate the Bidens. He says it happened to him.
I was investigated, and they think it could have been by UK. They think it could have been by Australia. They think it could have been by Italy. So when you get down to it, I was investigated by the Obama administration.
The president tells reporters his desire for China to investigate the Bidens is not linked to any trade deal. He also says the White House won't cooperate with the current House impeachment inquiry until a floor vote is taken. White House officials say there's a precedent in past impeachment inquiries for such a vote to be held on the floor of the House. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she is under no obligation to hold a vote for an impeachment inquiry. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
In Florida, there's been an arrest of a woman who had pipe bombs and apparently plans to use them. Investigators say the woman's parents made the initial discovery in their home southeast of Tampa. Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister says it was astonishing.
24 pipe bombs, smokeless pistol powder, fused material, 23 different knives.
Cronister says there were more weapons and a stash of material about mass killings and domestic terrorism. In Hong Kong, there were more protests after a brand new crackdown. Chief Executive Carrie Lam enacted the Emergency Regulation Ordinance. It gives the government the power to enact any law they want. They now have banned the use of masks at public protests. The move comes after a marked escalation in the violence that's rocked Hong Kong since June and culminating in the police shooting an 18-year-old protester earlier this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The latest jobs report shows unemployment has fell to a half-century low. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Non-farm employers adding approximately 136,000 jobs last month as compared to the 145,000 analysts were expecting. The September number is also well below the revised total of 168,000 new jobs for August. However, the unemployment rate fell 0.2% to a 50-year low of 3.5%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The National Retail Federation reports the U.S. economy continues to grow, and consumer spending is still the primary engine behind the growth. USA's John Clemens reports.
Matthew Shea of the National Retail Federation says consumers are in good financial shape, and retailers expect a strong Christmas season.
We're forecasting that 2019 holiday retail sales are going to grow between 3.8% and 4.2% compared to 2018. That works out to something in the range of approximately $27 billion to $730 billion for the season.
The National Retail Federation also expects online and other non-store sales to increase between 11 to 14% this Christmas. That's up to $166.9 billion. With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.